Keith Warnke, Big Game Specialist.
Keith, when we spoke just before the hunt, you noted that one of the most important aspects of all of this is the fact that there was no October hunt. So while these numbers from the regular 9-day look good, we do need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, hunters really, you know, and DNR as well, we're keeping in mind the fact that there was no October gun hunting season this year other than the youth hunt and other than CWD zones. So when we look at deer harvest numbers, we're going to have to wait until they're all in at the end of December or beginning of January before we can really make any kind of an assessment as to how this year will affect deer populations in the future.
Still, you folks have got to be pleased with the direction things are that's trending in terms of the antlerless take.
The antlerless take was up a little more than 18% this year, and certainly that's a good thing when it comes to herd control. What we need to do, however, is wait until we can match those antlerless kill to the specific units where we need herd reduction and find out just what kind of an impact this season will have on the population.
Yeah, because obviously some units are far more overpopulated than others.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, some units where we have the highest deer populations are where we want to see the highest antlerless deer kill. And that, you know, it just remains to be seen where that antlerless kill and where the buck kill is all going to sort out this year. So that's the important thing from a deer management perspective. You know, from a hunter's perspective and from our perspective at DNR too, this was a very safe season, and that's a good thing to see, and that's a real testament to hunter education instructors and to our hunters keeping safety first in their mind.
We had only one, was it only one firearms related fatality?
Yeah, there was one firearms related fatality this year, and I believe about 10 firearms incidents this year, and certainly we'd like to have none, but this was very safe.
When we talk about the December hunt, do you have any sort of number in mind? Does the agency have any sort of number in mind in terms of total harvest that they'd like to see for that December hunt?
There's no harvest objective for the December hunt, just like there's no harvest objective for the 9-day hunt. What we want to do is come back at the end of all hunting seasons and look at, number one, what the harvest was, but also number two, that harvest and the age structure of that harvest tells us what the population was at the beginning of the hunt in those units. And then we have to look at what the population was, how many were killed, and where the population is now. That's why it's so important to have unit-specific data, and it's so important to have the full hunting season's worth of statistics. Now, that being said, I would, you know, certainly encourage hunters to take an active role in participating in the December antlerless-only gun deer hunt.
Very good, Keith. I got enough to work with. Thanks very much for returning the call.
You are welcome. Thank you.